Well, Ben, it's been a very unusual start of the season in more ways than one. Another washout today. 13 days lost already for Durham this season.
Yeah, it was very frustrating. Obviously, losing so much cricket to the bad weather, it just seems to follow us where we've gone this season. And then, you know, on top of that, just we haven't really performed as well as we would like to have over the first sort of third of the season. And you know, everything's just sort of not going our way in terms of performances and sort of the time that we get on the pitch. So, you know, it's just frustrating time for us at the moment.
If you contrast to this week last year, you got 185 against Lancashire, which was the highest score by any Durham batsman against them. It was a record score by Durham against them this time last year. And a year down the line, a completely different world.
Yeah, I also broke my finger in that game as well. Yeah. So, but no, I mean, yeah, I mean, you look at some of the performances we've had this year, which just sort of, you wouldn't think it was the same team as last year. You know, as I say, you know, we've had no luck whatsoever with the weather. And obviously, say 13 days rained off, but you know, we just need to sort of take opportunities when we're on the pitch and capitalise on any, you know, any conditions that are in favour, whether it be bowling and with the bat. But I think we're still going to be fighting, and if we get out there tomorrow, you know, we'll be trying our best to get the runs on the board and, you know, get a good lead and something that our bowlers can bowl to.
68 run lead, given that you only got 102 in the first innings, is quite a sizeable number of runs in the circumstances in this match.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, especially with 20 wickets falling in such little time, but you know, we know 62, you know, could be sort of a crucial lead for them on this wicket, but you know, we've got to go out there with a positive mentality, you know, not worry too much about that lead of theirs and just pile on as many runs as we can and try and stay at the crease for as long as we can, because we don't want to be giving them a sniff of, you know, like an early win or a chase. You know, we just need to stay out there in the middle and get as much runs as we can.
What do you think's been the key difference to this year as opposed to last year? Is it the fact that you haven't been able to get out in the middle and there's been that much frustration with the weather, and that's perhaps disrupted the flow that anybody's been trying to get? I mean, confidence among the batsmen just doesn't seem to be there at the moment.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, you can say the weather has got its parts to play in how we've gone this season. I mean, we can't blame any sort of preparation that we've had. You know, we can't sit there and tell each other, you know, we haven't prepared well enough for the games, because, you know, we've all prepared in our own ways that we want to, and all prepared sort of to get ourselves ready and match fit for all the games. I can't put my finger on what it is, but from, you know, a personal point, I think everyone knows what we've done is, you know, in order what you need to do to try and get the best performance out on the pitch. But, you know, things just aren't going our way so far, but hopefully that'll change.
A quirky little statistic from today: Paul Horton, 49, not out, the lowest score by a player carrying his bat in an innings against Durham.
I mean, well, he stuck in and did his job while the wickets are falling around him. You know, we just haven't seemed to have someone to do that this season. But you know, it'd be great if sort of, you know, this innings we could have batters, you know, piling on the partnerships. And, you know, not getting out as we get in, which has happened quite a lot this year. You know, the batsmen have got in, got starts, and then got out. But you know, we just need to battle away and take our time at the crease, because it's not going to be easy scoring out on that wicket, as it's pretty obvious. You know, 20 wickets in 2 days. So, you know, we just need to concentrate on all the basics, and hopefully, you know, a bit of luck can go our way as well.